welcome everyone to our IHT Square Health IT Connect interview series. My name is Matthew Rayner, and I am the marketing manager with the Institute for Health Technology Transformation. Today, I am pleased to be joined with Scott Peterson, Editorial Director, CIO, IT Strategy Media Group with TechTarget. Scott will be joining us at our Health IT Summit in Atlanta, taking place April 5th through the 6th at the Westin Peachtree Plaza. Thank you for joining us, Scott.
Thank you, Matthew. My pleasure.
Absolutely. Now, can you please start by providing our audience and myself with a brief overview of your organization?
Sure. TechTarget is a global integrated media company for a technology B2B audience. We run about 90 tech websites, ranging from security to storage to product reviews. Usually in our silos of technology, for instance, storage, we even subdivide that up quite a bit. So we talk about data centers and backup and a wide range of sites devoted to narrow niches of technology. And Search Health IT, which is our new healthcare site, is our first vertical in this area. So it's kind of interesting because we're covering a vertical industry, but it requires us to cut across many different ranges of technologies, as we'll be talking about today.
Excellent. And can you also share with our audience a brief background on your work within health IT and your role at TechTarget?
Sure. Well, I've been covering technology journalism since 1995, and I joined TechTarget in March 2009, and it wasn't until then until I really started covering the healthcare industry when we started to put together the plans for launching searchhealthit.com, and that went live in March of 2010, so it's not quite a year that we've been doing this. I was the founding editor for Search Health IT, and I managed the staff, and I hired the staff and planned the coverage, and we really were starting from scratch because our real goal here was to work off of the High Tech Act and what did healthcare IT professionals need to know to start to comply with that. So that was our real focus on that. And I think we made a lot of progress in the first year. I'm kind of in the background more now, and day-to-day activities are handled by Gene DeGray, our executive editor. But really what we're trying to do is we want to provide healthcare IT professionals with everything they need to know in their effort to convert IT from paper to digital, IT meaning healthcare records. And our audience is very broad within the healthcare field. We have people who are IT staffers all the way up to CIOs, large and small hospitals, ambulatory centers, small docs, and including we have people in the payer and life sciences areas.
Now, in your opinion, what are the two most pressing issues facing health IT organizations, and how do you anticipate they can overcome these obstacles?
Sure. There's plenty of obstacles in this field right now, but everything has to come down to security first, because the new stricter HIPAA regulations have shown how far behind many healthcare organizations are behind the security curve. And now that converting to digital records raises that ante considerably because of the hacking culture out there, and because there's a lot of different ways into a network. The number one thing to do for that is diligence. Follow the spirit of the HIPAA regulations. But there are some new things starting to come out. We just wrote a story recently about the International Electrotechnical Commission's IEC 80001 standard, which outlines in detail the health IT risk assessment process for implementing software devices and new infrastructure. So this is a tool that healthcare professionals can start using to step them through security processes instead of trying to be, more of a just going by the spirit of the HIPAA law. The other thing that's interesting is just navigating the meaningful use area. I mean, the goal here has always been improved quality of care, but meaningful use is about how to get your IT infrastructure aligned with that goal of improving quality of care. So hospitals and healthcare organizations really need to keep up with what's going on. I mean, there's constant changes. The stage one requirements are now in effect, but they went through several revisions. Sometime in the near future, in the next few months, we're going to see stage two for meaningful use requirements, and then later this year, we'll probably see stage three. And hospitals and whoever needs to comply with this to get their funding for electronic health record infrastructure is going to need to start hitting these deadlines, or they're not going to get their funding. And we're finding that no two hospitals are really alike. It seems that you talk to one hospital or you talk to one ambulatory center or one doctor's office, and each one has a different story about where they are in this whole process. For instance, there's hospitals here in Boston who are way ahead of the plan, and there's some that are still trying to figure out what they want to do with their electronic record systems. On the other hand, hospitals in Oklahoma, Kentucky, and Louisiana have already gotten the first checks paid out by Medicaid in their funding process for the HITECH Act. So security, people need to get on top of that, and then just staying on top of the meaningful use requirements, which will definitely determine where you invest your technology dollars and when.
And speaking of that, where do you expect the majority of health IT budgets to be allocated to over the next 3 to 5 years, and why?
Yeah, there's really the expansion of your hardware infrastructure first. Mainly storage systems. It's a big area because you know how many paper records there are. Well, if we start converting those to digital, that's going to just increase the magnitude of number of storage gigabytes that are needed. The other thing is digital images and radiology go into what's called PAC systems, and these are large specialized storage systems that really just deal with handling these records. And every year, the technology gets better, the imaging technology gets more refined, and the images are getting bigger, and there's more and more data involved. So as we go down in the years, we're going to be tested. Hospitals are really going to be tested in terms of how they can manage that storage and how they can put records where they need them, where, you know, let's say birth records that aren't really needed can be put in a place where they don't really need quick access, but then some things need to be put where they need ready access. So that there is a real strategy to go along with that building out of infrastructure. Another hardware area would be wireless and wired networking. With the amount of mobile devices that are going to be deployed in hospitals and medical centers these days, wireless infrastructure needs to be beefed up. And bandwidth needs to be guaranteed. Power to the routers needs to be guaranteed. And these are all things that need to be built out by a lot of healthcare organizations. The other area outside of the obvious software upgrades of electronic record systems, a big area is going to be data management and business intelligence systems, because with all the data now at their fingertips, healthcare professionals are going to start being able to play with that data, analyze it, dig into it, and help really our goal of quality of care by determining what kind of healthcare trends, how care is improving or not improving. And so that's going to be a big area in the next few years. And right now we're seeing a lot of hospitals and medical centers really investing already in data management and business intelligence.
And finally, looking ahead to the IHT Square Health IT Summit in Atlanta, what do you hope to share with the Tech Target audience post-summit from your sessions that you'll be participating at on HIE and mobile health, respectively?
Sure. Both of the areas, HIE and mobile health, are in a state of transition. I mean, there's not even a common set of definitions for what we really talk about with HIEs and mobile. So I hope we can come to an understanding, and I can come to learn from the panelists what HIE means to all of us. there are many different ways to apply HIEs. We could be talking about the regional hubs that are going to link hospitals, or we could be talking about one-off hospital-to-hospital information exchange, or we could be talking about something else. So we really need to get to understand how what HIE is and how it works, and then how to get that into the flow of things in terms of improving care. Mobile health is in the same kind of area. I was at the mHealth conference in Washington in November, and people were really excited about mobile health, and there's something there that a lot of potential with smartphones and other cell phones and other kinds of mobile devices that are going to play in healthcare. But we're really not, I don't think, ready to start diving in right now. I think what we want to learn at this point is what's going to work, what's really viable, and then see what we can do in getting beyond testing and trial phases in a lot of these areas. So I think that they're two really interesting areas, and I'm really looking forward to hearing what the panelists say and what the audience wants to ask for us about this area.
Well, thank you, Scott, for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join our audience and myself. We are very much looking forward to you joining us at our Health IT Summit in Atlanta. As an added bonus, all listeners to this interview can receive 10% off their attendee pass to the Health IT Summit in Atlanta by contacting the Institute for Health Technology Transformation at 646-502-7563 and referencing this interview. That is all the time we have for today. This is Matthew Rayner with the Institute for Health Technology Transformation, wishing everyone a wonderful day, and I look forward to connecting again in the future. Thank you.